In the iPhone-Android battle, is there a danger of history repeated for Apple? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. It's widely believed that part of what led to Apple's near-fatal trouble back in the 90s was the company's insistence on maintaining a closed ecosystem, not allowing other hardware makers to sell Macintosh computers, for example. Microsoft, meanwhile, focused on distributing its software as widely as possible and built a monopoly. Henry Blodgett, editor of BusinessInsider.com, sees a danger of the now powerful Apple repeating the mistake, but this time with the iPhone, another fully integrated software and hardware device that keeps outsiders out. In Blodgett's analogy, Google and its Android operating system play the part of Microsoft.
If you go back to the PC industry, what you find is that Apple did the same thing with the early Macintoshes. They tried to control everything, hardware and software. And ultimately, Microsoft took the same tack that Google is taking now, where they took software and they shared it on many different hardware platforms. And ultimately, in PCs, Microsoft was able to completely squeeze out Apple into a very, very narrow niche. And there's certainly a possibility that that can happen with mobile as well.
So what could happen exactly?
Well, what could happen is that if Google's Android operating system becomes the preferred platform, so that anybody who wants to develop an application that runs on top of a mobile handset wants to build it on Android, and suddenly Android achieves close to ubiquity because it's available on so many different hardware platforms, that could actually be a real competitive advantage where you would want, where a lot of developers would want to just develop for Android. The world would start to standardize around that. Obviously, what Apple is trying to do is control everything soup to nuts and get everyone to build on the Apple platform. Right now, they have a big lead in that, which is invaluable, and that should help them fend off this threat. But for now, they are still doing it where they're trying to integrate hardware and software and control the applications that are built on top of it, which creates this risk.
The analogy is compelling, but probably not perfect. I mean, for one thing, the iPhone ecosystem is huge. There are tons of outside developers making applications for the iPhone. True, Apple controls what gets into the App Store to some extent, but the ecosystem is huge.
That's right. It's a very big ecosystem, and it has been tremendously successful. But really, if you think back again to what Microsoft did on PCs, there were many, many, many third-party developers, and they all had to plug into Microsoft, but Microsoft was not exercising control over applications, which applications could appear. Anybody could sell an application for a PC. Although Apple is approving now over 100,000 applications, they are still maintaining control over which applications get sold in the App Store. And they are also taking a very healthy cut of the revenue of any application. And again, it's reasonable to assume that at some point, Google might say, you can sell any app, and we don't need to take a big piece of it, so wouldn't you rather develop for Android?
Henry Blodgett is editor of BusinessInsider.com. You can comment on this story on our site, futuretense.publicradio.org, or you can call our comment line, 612-284-1965, 612-284-1965. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.